The Gnostic Gospels are a collection of ancient religious texts written over a period of 300 years by adherents of Gnosticism and the Coptic Church that relate some of the same stories about Jesus and his teachings that are told in the traditional four Gospels. But they also include accounts of other events in his life and put forth, in some respects, a radically different, more mystical approach to Christianity than that followed by the traditional Church. Some of the manuscripts, including the so-called Gospels of Thomas, Mary, and Mary Magdalene, have become fairly well known, although none of them is accepted by the mainstream church as part of the standard biblical canon, and they are classified, along with other related writings, as the New Testament Apocrypha. Dr. April DeConnick, Professor of Biblical Studies at Rice University, has been studying, translating, contemplating, and writing about these historic, enlightening, and mysterious documents for a quarter of a century. A few years ago, she became convinced that many portions of the Gnostic Gospels were meant to be chanted or sung as part of the liturgy of worship. In connection with a scholarly conference she organized a year ago about the most controversial of the Gnostic Gospels, the Judas Manuscript, she asked Houston-based mezzo-soprano Sonia Brazauskas of Divas World Productions and early music harpist Becky Baxter to create musical settings for some of the texts from the Gnostic Gospels and prepare performing editions of these psalms and hymns. Friday evening at 7 o'clock, Dr. DeConnick talks about the Gnostic manuscripts and their contents, and Miss Brazauskas and Miss Baxter perform their settings of the texts in the programme Gnosis in Song, to be presented at the Rothko Chapel. They got together in KUHF's Geary Performance Studio with our producer Bob Stevenson for a short preview of Friday's programme of Mystery and Discovery.
Dr. April DeConnick, remind us what the Gnostic Gospels are, these manuscripts you've been working with for, these many years.
25 years.
Wow.
The Gnostic Gospels are a number of writings that were written in the 2nd and 3rd centuries by Christians who were esoteric Christians, and they were very devoted to worshiping a God beyond this universe. We have several collections of these materials. One of the most famous is the Nag Hammadi collection that you might be familiar with. It was actually found in the 1940s. And then very recently, the Chagas Codex, which contains the Gospel of Judas.
Oh, this very famous manuscript that was just discovered not that many years ago.
That's correct. It was actually known to have been discovered in the 1970s, but we didn't actually know what the manuscript was. It was on the antiquities market for a very long time before it was purchased and then preserved. And in the process of preservation, it was discovered that it was the very infamous Gospel of Judas.
Wow. Now, as you said, you've been working with this material for 25 years, doing translations, right?
That's correct.
And you came to a certain realization about some of these texts at a certain point.
Well, they are religious texts, and within the texts themselves, they contain prayers and hymns and liturgies. And when you read them out loud, just in normal reading voice, you don't really get the full impact of what the religious experience of that material would be. And I'd always hoped to be able to hear those performed and see what sort of spirituality might result from that.
In the existing Judeo-Christian Bible, there's that whole section called the Psalms, which are set aside, which are obviously to be sung. And in traditional church liturgies, various other more prose aspects of the biblical texts are chanted sung. So you're just applying the same kind of logic to the Gnostic Gospels.
That's correct. You can see in the actual form or genre of the text itself, whether it was meant to be performed orally in term with music or not. It will have a certain meter to it. There is also, in fact, in one of the selections here today, there will be the repetition of three vowels. E-ow. This is actually the understood to be the secret name of the divinity, the God of Israel. He had actually an unpronounceable name, and when you see it written in the Hebrew Bible, it consists of four consonants with no vowels. And when you come across that in reading in a synagogue, you circumlocute the word by substituting the word Adonai, because they don't pronounce the word itself. And in the ancient world, the vowels were understood to be Yah. And so when they were chanting, they would chant the vowels of the name.
Oh, okay. So April de Koenig, realizing that these texts were written so that they could be sung or chanted, comes then this project where you worked with our other guests here, mezzo-soprano Sonia Bruzoskis and harpist Becky Baxter, and they created musical settings for some of these texts based on the olden style of music. Mezzo-soprano Sonia Bruzoskis and harpist Becky Baxter perform Jesus of Nazareth from the George Geary Studio on the Front Row on Houston Public Radio.
Oh,
From the George Geary Performance Studio on KUHF's The Front Row, mezzo-soprano Sonia Bruzauskas and harpist Becky Baxter performing their musical setting of the text Jesus of Nazareth from the Gnostic Gospels. Which manuscript is that from?
This is from the Holy Book of the Great Invisible Spirit. It's
wow.
a late second century text.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can hear from the words, they were repeating the name of God many times. And so this would probably have been a meditative, contemplative sort of prayer. And they were also visionaries. And so they were trying to draw themselves into the presence of God and actually have a vision of his light and themselves become light through that process.
You could hear in the spoken part of it that the theology is different
mm-hmm.
from the traditional Christian churches that we know of so well, referring to Jesus as the self-begotten, for one thing. And I know the word gnosis mm-hmm. in Greek is usually translated to be knowledge, but the Wikipedia article says that the way it was used is closer to our English word enlightenment.
It is. It's similar to enlightenment. It's more of an experiential sort of knowledge. It's in I know you rather than
which,
I know about you.
Which was exactly the word she sang.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Becky Baxter, you're playing a medieval harp there, isn't it?
Yes.
Which helps give the music a more archaic sound.
Yes, and we have chosen on that particular piece that we just did to use a 12th century music from the Fleury playbook to give us some of the chants that inspired what we were using for melodies and for settings in there. But we're more creative on some of the other and just choose a medieval mode then to work with.
Okay, so Becky and Sonia Bruzauskas, the music that you've provided for these texts is partly original, but you've also drawn on some old sources.
Absolutely.
Pretty much. When April asked us to do this 2 years ago, we originally did this for a conference that April had at Rice University last year. We decided to use some medieval music and some other music that already exists and then kind of use that as a base to write some chants above that music.
So okay.
Even using some Palestrina and some other pieces that we're not doing here today. So that's the base for us. However, the next piece we will do here is, I think, pretty much a pure improvisation.
So you and harpist Becky Baxter improvise in the ancient style the music for this second piece you're going to do. It's called Thunder. April DeConnick, tell us a bit about the text from the Gnostic Gospels that's used here, and then we'll hear it.
The text is a Gnostic poem. It's actually the complete text is a complete poem.
Okay.
And it's called Thunder Perfect Mind. And it, as you'll see or hear, it's a female voice who speaks. It's a female figure that would have been something similar to Isis, Demeter, Sophia, these kinds of goddess figures from the ancient world is who is speaking here.
All right, Thunder Perfect Mind, a poem from the Gnostic Gospels in an improvised musical setting performed for us now on the front row by mezzo-soprano Sonia Bruzauskas and harpist Becky Baxter.
I was sent forth from the power. I have come to those who reflect upon me. I have been found among those who seek me. Look, look upon me. Daughter, I am bride and groom. I am the mother of my father, the sister of my brother, and he is my birth. I was sent forth from the power. I have come to this, oh, reflect upon me. I have been found, found among those who seek me. Look, look upon me, hear me, hear me. Do not be ignorant of me. Be on your guard. I am the one who alone exists. I am knowledge and ignorance. I am shameless and ashamed. I am strength and fear. I am war and peace. I am senseless and wise. I am life and death. I am godless and God. Cast upon the face of the earth, I am she who cries out, I was sent forth from the poor. I have come to the
That's an incredibly powerful text. Tell me again, April de Koenig, who's speaking there?
This is the mother goddess in the tradition. The Gnostics took very seriously Genesis chapter 1, where it states that the human being, man and woman, was created male and female in God's image. And so they understood God to be a male and female deity.
Both. Okay.
Both. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's the mother part of that deity who is speaking very directly. And you can see how powerful this would have been in terms of liturgy. The person who would have sung this or chanted it would have been the voice of the goddess to the congregation.
Wow. That was amazing. Thank you all for being here. Mezzo-soprano Sonia Brzoskis, harpist Becky Baxter, and Dr. April de Koenig, a professor of biblical studies at Rice University, for telling us about the Gnostic Gospels, and about your musical settings of some of those texts. Thanks also to our audio producer for this session from the Geary Performance Studio at KUHF, Todd Holslander. For The Front Row, I'm Bob Stevenson. Friday evening at 7 at the Rothko Chapel on Sol Ross Street in the Museum District, Divas World Productions presents Gnosis in Song. April de Koenig, Professor of Biblical Studies at Rice University, talks about the Gnostic Gospels and the mystical branch of early Christianity that these writings represent. And mezzo-soprano Sonia Brzoskis and harpist Becky Baxter perform the composed and improvised musical settings they have created for some of the Gnostic texts. Admission is free and seating is limited. For more information, check out the Rothko Chapel and Divas World Productions websites. You'll find links to both of those at kuhf.org/thefrontrow.